Sorry if I kept us delayed here this morning.
很抱歉，今天早上我有点来迟了。
We just returned from Israel last Sunday morning.
我上个礼拜天才从以色列回来。
And while we went around the land of Israel,
当我们在以色列四周走走的时候
，The Lord peppered me with a bunch of questions.
上帝把几个心里放在我的心，几个问题放在我的心里。
And so I raised a lot of questions with our group as we traveled.
所以呢，我也就在心里酝酿这几个问题，当我和我的人们正在以色列旅行的时候。
And I realized that God uses questions in very special ways.
那我也了解到呢，上帝用很奇妙的方式在使用问题。
In fact, I believe one of the great tools that God gives us to use with people are questions.
事实上，我相信呢，神对我们所运用的几个奇妙的方式之一，就是使用问题的方式。
Let me tell you what questions do.
那让我告诉你们，问题可以为我们做些什么。
First of all, I believe questions make people think.
第一个，我相信呢，问题会让人们思考。
When we ask questions, people have to use their minds to respond or to think about the issue that is addressed in the question.
当我们问人们一个问题的时候，人们必须要静下心来思考，以便能够回答问题。
So they have to engage their minds.
所以他们必须要投入他们的心思意念。
Questions are also personal.
问题也都是很个人化的。
If we ask the same question to different people, they have to answer it for themselves.
因为如果我们把同样的问题拿去问不同的人，他们必须要自己产生回答。
We don't have the right to answer for others, but we can answer for ourselves.
我们没有正确的回答去替代别人回答，但是我们必须要产生为我们自己要负责的回答。
So that makes the asking of questions deeply personal.
所以呢，这样就使得问问题成为一个很个人化的、很深刻的个人化的形式。
Questions lead us to exploration.
那问问题也导引到一个探索的一个情况。
Questions often open up other questions.
因为问题通常会带领，会开启更多的问题。
Suddenly, a whole range of ideas and thoughts come forth that would not have happened if not sparked by that one question.
常在突然间有很多很广的问题就会突然涌现，但如果不是因为先被一个问题的话，这些问题就不会涌现了。
Questions also are used to compare and contrast.
问题也通常被拿来比较两个类似的东西中相似的东西，还有两个完全不同东西来对比和反衬。
If there are two statements that are polar opposites, one of them has to be wrong.
因为如果我们知道，如果有两个很极端、完全相反的意见的话，那其中一定有一个是错的。
So questions help us to compare the positions and come to a conclusion.
所以这个时候问问题就会帮助我们去比较不同的立场，然后导到一个结论。
So as we traveled through the Holy Land over the past couple weeks,
所以过去几周，当我和我的同工在以色列旅行、圣地旅行的时候，
I found there were some significant and consistent questions that Jesus used in powerful ways.
我就发现耶稣曾经用一个很有力的方式在持续问好几个重要的问题。
So I wanted to share three of them with you today.
所以我想要和你们分享其中的三个很重要的问题。
For the first question, I want you to turn to John chapter 18 in your Bible.
关于第一个问题，我希望大家和我一起看约翰福音第十八章。
And I want to read the first 14 verses.
那我想要念第一节到第十四节。
When he, Jesus, had finished praying, he left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was an olive grove, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Judas had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the grove, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and Pharisees, and they were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons.And Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, Who is it that you want? And Jesus of Nazareth, they replied, I am he, Jesus said. And Judas the traitor was standing there with them. And when Jesus said, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. And again, he asked them, "Who is it that you want?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth. And I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, then let these men go." This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. "I have not lost one of those you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant's ear, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. And Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?"
这个就是刚刚大家一起念的《约翰福音》第十八章第一到十四节。耶稣进了园子，然后碰到犹大，然后出现彼得拿刀砍了一个人的耳朵。这个刚刚大家有念过，刚刚就是牧师念的东西。
Okay. Here's the question that Jesus asked that I think is very important.
这个是现在我要讨论，就是耶稣问的这个很重要的问题。
When facing them, he said, "Whom are you seeking?"
当耶稣面对来捉拿他的人的时候，他们问的是耶稣问他们说：“你们来找谁呢？”
Jesus had come to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray.
那耶稣来这个园子是为了要能够寻找地方来祷告。
We have a picture of this garden.
我们有一个关于这个园子的实境照片，现在秀给大家看。
I'll get out of the way so you can see it.
那我就挪空间，让大家可以看到这个照片。
Just to give you a picture, the old city and the eastern gate that Jesus entered is right here.
那刚刚我手指的地方就是耶稣祷告的地方，也是那个老城区。
The word Gethsemane means olive press.
那这个地方的名字就是来自于大家过去的人在这边压榨橄榄油。
And it was here that Jesus would be pressed significantly prior to his arrest as he prayed.
那在同样这个压榨橄榄油的地方，耶稣也是被在这边祷告的时候也是有很大的压力存在。
The disciples slept while he agonized, asking the Father to take the cup from him if that were possible.
当门徒跟他在一起，但是在睡觉的时候，耶稣其实是心神很痛苦的情况，因为他在向父神祈祷说，希望能够把这个苦杯挪去。
But he fully submitted to the Father's will.
但是他也完全降服在父神的意志之下。
He said, "Not my will, but yours be done."
那耶稣在圣经里面有说，他祷告说，求你不要按我的意思成就，但照你的意思成就。
There's a group numbering possibly as many as 450 to 600 people arrived in the garden.
那我们读到十八章这个情况，那个来抓他的人的群众大概有450到600个人之间。
They had come to arrest Jesus, and Judas, his friend, was in the lead to identify him.
这群人是来抓耶稣的，那犹大就是他们的领袖，来抓他们，来抓耶稣。
I want you to look with me at a phrase that is in the fourth verse.
我想要请大家和我一起来看第四节他用的字句。
Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them.
耶稣知道将要临到自己的一切事，就出来对他们说。
Jesus knew what was going to happen over the next hours.
耶稣知道接下来24小时会发生什么事，那个时候他就已经知道了。
He knew all the suffering he was going to face.
他也知道接下来他要承受的一切苦难。
It tells us back in chapter 13 that he also knew that the Father had placed all things under his power.
那十三章的时，约翰福音十三章的时候，同时也告诉我们说，耶稣知道，神将要在他身上成就的一切事情。
He had the ability to do all kind of things to avoid what he was about to face.
同时，耶稣他其实有能力和有各样的方式可以去避开接下来将要发生的事情。
Except for one thing.
但是有一件事是他不能够避开的。
This was the mission that was given to him by his father.
就是神父神要给他的使命。
It had to be this way.
神给耶稣的使命就一定要透过被抓受苦的方式来成就。
There had to be a perfect sacrifice offered to not only pay the penalty for sin, but also to break the power of sin.
因为呢，要打断这个罪的力量，然后还有付上为罪牺牲的代价，就一定要这样子做。
That would be his sacrifice.
也就是说，耶稣一定要做出牺牲。
Notice when he asks the question, "Who is it that you want?"
那注意，在第四节的时候，耶稣问他们说：“你们找谁？”
They replied, "Jesus of Nazareth."
那他们来抓他的回答说：“拿撒勒人耶稣。”
And to this he responded, "I am he."
那在圣经里面，耶稣回答说：“我就是。”
Do you remember another time when God said, "I am"?
那你们记不记得在圣经哪个地方神也曾经说过“我是，我就是”呢？
You can find it in Exodus chapter 3 when Moses asked God what his name is.
那我们可以在出埃及记第三章中找到，就是当摩西问神说神的名是什么的时候，这摩西是在第三章，他问神说我要怎么样去跟你差遣我去的那些以色列人交代说你是谁呢？然后神就说我就是我。
And whom shall Moses tell the Israelites has sent him?
那那个时候摩西是跟神问说，我你猜我去见以色列人，那我怎么样跟以色列人说谁差我来的呢？
And God says, "I am who I am."
那神就直接回答摩西说，我就是我。
And when Jesus says, "I am,"
那同样在十八章当耶稣说我就是的时候
，They all fall back, draw back, and fall down.
那抓他的人都吓到后退跌倒了。
They have come into the presence of God Himself.
因为他们已经面对了神的存在。
And Jesus' divinity could not stay hidden.
那这个时候，耶稣的神性就不再能够被隐藏了。
I believe there are many who are looking for something or someone.But they may not really want the answer to be a sovereign, all-powerful, all-knowing, holy God.
我相信呢，有很多人他们在找寻什么东西，或是找寻人，但是他们就想要找一个很有力的东西来帮助他们。
Some of the people that you know.Maybe looking for a divine helper or a divine grandfather type that will help them, but still let them control their own destiny.
有一些你们认识的人，他们可能在找一个很有力、很有神性或是灵界力量的帮助，但是呢，是一个有能力又圣洁的帮助者，但是仍然希望能够让他们自己有意志去操控这一切。
But they are not looking to submit to the sovereign God who is self-sufficient and the creator of the universe.
但是他们找的并不是一个有力的君王，而也不是一个能够让他们把他们意志降服在那个君王前面的东西。
So to clarify the issue for them, we can ask the question as Jesus did, "Whom is it that you're seeking?"
所以呢，现在。去 为这些刚刚我们说寻找有力的帮助者的这些人，我们也可以问同样的问题，就是像耶稣在圣经里面问的，你是在找谁呢？还有或者是你是在找一个什么样的东西？
And if it's anyone or anything but God himself, it can open up a discussion for us with them.
那如果这个问题的答案并不是神，而是其他东西的话，我相信就是可以带领我们去思考更多的问题。
For the second question, I want you to turn with me back to Matthew chapter 16.
关于第二个我要和你们分享的重要问题，我想和请大家一起来看马太福音，刚刚一起念的马太福音第16章13到20节。
And to give you a picture, I want to bring up the second picture if you would.
那为了让这个具象化，我再想要再给你们看一张照片，图画。
We visited the area of Caesarea Philippi, or also known as Banias.
我们在那边的时候，我们也造访了圣经中这个该撒利亚腓立比这个地方。
One of the tallest mountains in all of Israel is Mount Hermon.
那到处都是有很高的高山，因为这个地形的关系。
This is an artist's rendering of what Banias would have looked like in Jesus' day.
那这个图画就告诉我们说，在耶稣在圣经的时代，它的地形看来就是像这样。
This is the base of Mount Hermon.
这个是山顶，就是 Mount Hermon 的山顶。
Here's the question that Jesus asked.
那耶稣这个在圣经里，他在这边问了一个问题。
This was a totally pagan area where there was these temples built to honor the god Pan, the goat man god of the Greeks.
这个地方是一个异教徒的区域，那这边的人就是拜一个半羊半人的神，叫做 Pan。
And prior to the worship of Pan, they sacrificed children to the god, the false god Baal, at the same place.
那在他们拜这个半羊半人的神 Pan 之前，他们也在这边将儿童献祭给巴力神。
In light of all this pagan worship, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?"
那在这个异教徒历来都是异教徒的地方，耶稣就问他的门徒说。人们说我是谁呢?
And then he turned to his disciples and said, "But who do you say that I am?"
那耶稣和他们说，人说我是谁，然后他就转头问自己的门徒说，那你们说我是谁呢?
Peter, speaking for the whole group, says, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
那西门彼得就代替众人回答说：“你是永生神的儿子，是基督。”
Notice that Jesus affirms to Peter what he says, and then tells him that it was by a revelation from God that he said this.
那我们要在这边注意，就是耶稣在这边，他就是肯定彼得说的东西，同时他也说这个是靠神所启示，他才这样说的。
There are some traditions that claim that back in this grotto, in the rock, that it opens up to the gates of hell.
那我刚刚所指的地方就是可以通到，这是一个石窟的门口。
Jesus said in response to Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail over it."
那耶稣在圣经里面就讲说，他就说我在这个地方要建立我的教会，那罪不能够胜过他。
Now, a century before Jesus asked this question of his disciples, God met on this same mountain range to affirm the covenant he made with Abraham.
那在耶稣说这件事情很久很久以前呢，神也做了。类似的，同样的也做了同样的事情，就在这个地区和亚伯拉罕有了类似的对话。
You can find the account of this in Genesis chapter 15.
这一段记述在创世纪十五章可以找到。
God declares himself to his servant Abraham.
神在这边向他的仆人亚伯拉罕宣示他自己。
And once Abraham affirms who God is.
当在圣经的记载中，当亚伯拉罕确认肯定神的地位之后
，God lays out for him his plan of redemption and fulfillment of all of his promises.
神就向亚伯拉罕揭示他的救赎和成就的计划。
So now at this same location, Jesus is asking the ultimate question to his disciples: Do you acknowledge me as God?
所以就是像这个地方。类一样的问题，耶稣就在问他的门徒说：“你们相信我是神吗？”
Who do you say that I am?
他问门徒说：“你们认为我是谁呢？”
The first question we looked at raised the issue as to whether or not people were truly seeking Almighty Sovereign Creator God, or simply some helpful God that they can use to help them, but they'll remain in control of their own lives.
我们刚前面讲到的第一个问题是，人们在寻找的是不是一个君王能够完全降服在他面前的，还是在寻找一个有能力的灵界帮助者，但是仍然让人有自己完全的掌控。
This question goes deeper and asks if we are willing to acknowledge Jesus as God.
现在第二个问题呢，就更加深入了，他在问我们说，我们愿不愿意承认神，耶稣是神？
If we do not, what Jesus did on the cross is null and void in our thinking.
如果我们不承认耶稣是神的话呢，那耶稣在十字架上的牺牲就和我们无关。
In fact, John supports this in 1 John 4:2 and 2 John 1:7 when he indicates that the test of someone is if somebody is following the Spirit of God or not is whether or not they will acknowledge Jesus Christ has come in the flesh.
事实上呢，约翰就是在约翰一书四章二节和约翰二书一章七节的时候，他就在这边指出说，如果神就是不承认圣灵的话，其实就是在欺骗自己和别人。
Peter's response is priceless when he says, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
所以彼得在这边，约翰马太福音的话给我们看到的回答其实是非常无价。他就回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Now, when Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it," what was Jesus referring to?
所以当耶稣在这个我刚刚所指的这个石洞前面，他说我要在这边建造我的教会的话，这说的什么意思呢？
The Catholic Church has taken the position that Jesus was referring to Peter himself as this rock and therefore claim him as their first pope.
天主教教会的解释就是说，耶稣指着在这个指的说这个磐石上建造的这磐石上指的就是彼得本身，所以他们认为说彼得就是世界上的第一个教宗。
Others have suggested that the rock was the profession of Jesus being the Messiah, and that the church is built on the good news that Jesus is the Messiah.
那另外一个解释就是说，这个磐石指的就是弥赛亚，那教会就是建造在弥赛亚的根基上。
But I want to suggest something else to you, something that perhaps shows the consistency and reality of God's dealings with men in all ages.
但我想要再告诉你们一些我个人的想法，就是，
Okay, when I want to suggest something that will show the consistency and reality of how God deals with men in all ages, all times.
我想要向你们分享一下神在这边对我们一些更持续的启示，而且是对全人类各个年龄说的。
When Abraham was hopeless and feeling that God was not going to fulfill his promise because he hadn't given him a child yet.
在圣经里面，亚伯拉罕曾经一度觉得很绝望，因为他都还没有小孩，那他就对神告诉他那些计划就觉得很绝望，跟他好像没有关系。
God met with him on this mountain at that point of despair and reminded him what he promised to do.
那就在这个地方，这个图片所指的地方，上帝就向亚伯拉罕显示和揭示说他的计划是什么。
And then he did it.
然后呢，神就照样做了。
As the disciples were staring at this glaring representation of paganism in their time.
那后来呢，在这个异教徒的地盘上，在多年之后，当门徒看在这个地方看着耶稣所宣示的关于磐石和建造的事情的时候，
I believe Jesus is saying that upon that same solid foundation of covenant promises, he will build his church.
我相信耶稣也是像当初神和亚伯拉罕立约一样，也是对门徒宣示和立约说，我会在这个磐石上建造我的教会。
The emphasis is on the eternal character of God and His promises.
那这边很一个大的重点就是神永远的承诺。
One time I was on a roof with our son Justin.
过去曾经有一次我和我的儿子 Justin 在屋顶上工作。
It was a fairly low roof.
当时那个屋顶是一个很矮的屋顶。
But it was still about 8 to 10 feet tall.
但是仍然有八英尺到十英尺那么高。
I got down off the roof by climbing down a ladder.
我就用爬梯子的方式下了那个屋顶。
But Justin's legs were too short to reach the ladder.
但是那个时候 Justin 因为年纪太小，他脚还太短，爬那个梯子太吃力。
So I asked him to jump to me.
所以我就要求 Justin 直接跳下来。
I thought I was going to have to convince him to jump.
我那个时候想说，我可能要费一番唇舌才能够说服他跳下来。
Because as a little boy, it looked very high.
对，因为那个高度对一个小男孩来说很高。
But I was wrong.
但我那个时候判断错了。
You see, he trusted me so implicitly, he jumped immediately.
你们可以知道，当时我 Justin 完全信任我，所以他就直接跳了。
I caught him just before he hit the ground.
我就即使在他掉到地前接触他，因为我那个时候没有准备，差点来不及。
Jesus was saying to his disciples, "If you trust me implicitly."
那耶稣在圣经面就是告诉门徒说，如果你们完全相信我的话
，I will fulfill all of my promises to you.
我就会履行我对你们所有的承诺。
And nothing will stop you.
那也没有任何东西能够阻挡你们。
So who do you say that Jesus is?
所以对你们来说，耶稣是谁呢？
And when you have discussions with your friends,
那当你们有类似的和你们朋友有类似的讨论的时候
，and you ask them who are they seeking,
你们可会问他说，哎，你在寻找什么样的东西呢
？You can follow up that question with asking them, so who do you say Jesus is?
那你们也可以循我们刚刚的思路，然后就问他们说，那你们觉得耶稣是谁
？Now for the third critical question.
现在来第三个重要的问题。
You can find it back in 1 Kings chapter 18.
可以，大家可以在《列王记上》第十八章找到，就是我们刚念的部分。
I'm sorry we don't have time to read these scriptures today.
很抱歉，没有办法再带大家再把经文重念一次。
You perhaps know the story.
不过你们可能都知道这个故事了。
Bring up our third picture, please.
现在看第三张照片。
It's a statue of Elijah the prophet.
这个是先知以利亚的雕像。
He's getting ready to cut off the head of one of the prophets of Baal.
他这个时候他是在一个正要砍下一个巴利的先知的头的状态。
You may know that there had been a drought in Israel for over 3 years.
在圣经里面那个时代，这故事发生的时候，以色列地已经超过三年都有干旱。
And so he called for Ahab the king to bring all the prophets of Baal to Mount Carmel.
所以以利亚就要求亚哈王把所有的巴利先知都叫过来。
And so Ahab gathered them all there on the mountain.
所以亚哈就把所有的先知都一起聚集在山顶上。
And here's what it says in the scriptures.
那圣经里面是这样说的。
So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. And Elijah went before the people and said, How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him.
亚哈就差遣人招聚以色列众人和先知都上加密山。以利亚前来对众民说，你们心持两意要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华。若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。
So the question is this: Why do you waver?
所以这个重要问题就是说，为什么你们犹疑不决呢？
I want you to notice that in answer to the question, the people in this passage say nothing.
我希望你们能够和我一起来看，就是在这个地方，当人民被以利亚问这个问题的时候，他们的反应是一言不答。
Why did they say nothing?
为什么他们一言不答呢？
Because they had lived so long offering themselves, their children, their wealth, their time, their all to that which was false.
因为他们过去这么一段时间来，已经把他们自己、他们的孩子还有他们所有的一切呢，都献到一个错误的目标，然后他们什么都没有得到。
And they had totally forgotten God.
那他们也完全的遗忘了神。
His altar was broken down. His altar.
Oh, 对不起，那个时候神的祭坛已经被毁坏了。
They had forgotten his faithfulness.
那他们也完全忘记了神的信实。
It was as if he did not exist.
就好像神根本就不存在一样。
And to acknowledge him now was to acknowledge their own sinfulness and failure.
所以这个时候，人们如果承认神的话，就等于承认过去的所有的罪，还有过去的失败。
But it's interesting that when the contest on the mountain was over and the people were confronted with the awesome power of God, in contrast with the nothingness of everything else, they fell down and confessed, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
但是很有 趣的就是刚当这个加密山顶的竞赛结束的时候，人们就完全意识到就是在神以外就是没有都不是什么东西，这个时候他们的反应就是完全臣服于说神啊你是神。
And the killing of the prophets of Baal was not about killing people but killing sin in their lives.
那在圣经里面这个杀巴利先知的举动其实不是在重点不是在杀那个人，而是在杀这除灭这个罪在人里面的罪。
Many people say that they want the Lord in their life, but they don't want to cut off the sources of evil that are influencing their life.
很多人会说他希望他的生命中有神，但是他又不希望把罪的关联和根源从他生命中除去。
So as you and I are sharing truth with our friends, eventually they must come to a point of decision where they compare everything else with the power, faithfulness, love, and forgiveness that's offered to them through Jesus Christ.
所以当你们和你们的朋友讨论一些话题的时候，到最后就是会到一个关键点，就是他们必须要把他们生命中的所有东西和神的信实和慈爱和公义和能力相比。
So questions are powerful tools for us.
所以问题是很有力，对我们来说是很关键的东西。
And these three questions, I believe, are at the core of our evangelism.
那我相信这三个问题就是我们福音的核心。
We can ask people, first, who is it that you're seeking?
我们可以问别人说，首先你在找谁？
Who do you say that Jesus is?
那你认为耶稣是谁？
And if you acknowledge him as God, then why do you keep wavering between him and anything else?
那如果你认为耶稣是神的话，为什么你在耶稣和其他事物中间要犹疑不决呢？
So let me close by giving you some very practical applications this week to follow up with these questions in this message.
所以在我做结论的同时，我想要让你告诉你，向你们分享一些东西，让你们在接下来的这一周可以运用。
First of all, this.
首先是。
The answers to these questions are vital to the assurance of our faith.
这些问题的答案呢，和我们信心的根据或确认的程度都是有关联的。
So how have you answered these questions?
所以你会怎么回答这个问题呢？
Have you acknowledged Jesus as your Savior?
你已经相信耶稣是你的救主了吗？
And if not, why not?
如果没有的话，为什么还没有呢？
The second thing I would suggest is this.
第二件我想要建议你们这礼拜思考的事情是。
From these questions, we know that God's greatest desire is to know, is for us to know Him.
从这些记录中，我们知道神很最在乎的一件事就是我们能够认识到他。
And he wants us to destroy the hold that others and other things have on us that would distract us from him.
那他也希望我们摧毁其他拦阻和延迟，就是其他人或东西放在我们的生命中，使得我们没办法去认识他的。
So what are some of the false gods that are distracting you from knowing him?
所以在你的生命中是不是有其他的假神呢？那些假神是什么？
I believe upcoming, we may be entering into a small group study that we're doing in the main church right now called Gods at War.
我相信呢，接下来你们可能会进行一些小组的查经或是讨论，就是我们在英文大堂这边正在进行的，就是和众神的战争。
And I would encourage you, if you struggle with this or anybody you know does, to get involved with that small group study.
那我也想建议大家，如果你或是你的朋友对我刚刚讲那些问题有一些挣扎的话，我建议你们可以参与这个讨论。
Finally, I would encourage you to look through Jesus' interactions with people in the Gospels this week.
最后呢，我也希望大家在接下来这个礼拜能够查考圣经中耶稣在这方面和人门徒进行的对话内容。
and write down one or two key questions that you see him using that may be helpful in conversations you have with your friends about Jesus.
那在查考的过程中就可以发现圣经中关于这些的描述，然后这些能够帮助你或是你的朋友。
Because here's the bottom line for us all.
因为现在这边我们有一个大家都有个底线。
Jesus' question or God's questions always lead us to clearly see and acknowledge Him for who He is, and bring us to a point of repentance.
因为呢，在神的问题总是引导到我们去思考说神是谁，然后还有能够引导到我们的在神面前的悔改。
And it is there that we find grace and forgiveness and hope.
那也就是在这中，我们能够发现神的恩典、饶恕和给我们的希望。
And I pray that you'll use these questions to help others find hope as well.
那我也希望你们也可以用这些问题来帮助其他人找到希望。
Thank my sister for helping me to communicate with you today.
那谢谢姐妹帮助我和你们可以沟通。
And I thank you for making yourself available to be used by God as His questioner in the lives of people.
那我也感谢你们可以成为将神的问题带给众人的管道。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.